But beyond that, he particularly was a Japanese American. To the best of my knowledge, he was the first Japanese American to serve in the United States House of Representatives, and he certainly was the first Japanese American to serve after having been interned with his family in California during World War II. That was a matter of considerable importance with Mr. Matsui, and he would occasionally talk about it. It was a very painful subject with him. It gave him a great pride to know that he had himself gone beyond that to a position of power and prominence in national government, but also that the United States government had recognized its mistake in World War II, and that he had been instrumental in securing legislation that made a small contribution to people from the government for that mistake, and that it was he had helped recall the memory of that internment as a serious mistake and blight on the great American tradition of human rights.